I'm going to call the meeting to order. Hello, everybody. It's the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting. It is December 11th, 2018. Please silence your cell phones if you have them. And I would like to ask John to lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. And just take a moment to introduce all of us, starting on my left.
Hi, I'm Robert Mikes.
I'm John Melhos.
I'm Ken Dayton, and our staff.
Tamara Williams, liaison for District E.
Maria Jose for Comprehensive Planning.
Great, thank you. This is a public meeting. There will be a period after each agenda item for public comment or question. I'll let you guys know when. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the November 27th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And I motion to approve tonight's agenda, December 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. All right. And we have an informational item this evening?
Yes. The board has received a letter from Clark County Reclamation that they're proposing changes to its service rules. And basically, that consists of their sewer use, access, and charges. The district's board of trustees will conduct a public hearing to consider the proposed changes. So that has to do with connection fees and annual sewer service charges. The public meeting is on December 14th. It's on 10 a.m. Tuesday, December 18th at the Clark County Board of County Commissioners Chambers. If you want to submit your comments, they need to be submitted to the Clean Water Team by December 14th. I have a few extra copies of this letter if anybody wants them, just to kind of review what they're talking about here. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. Well, let's get into it. First item for the Planning Commission on December 18th, TA-18-0845, Huntington Gem Lab, a text amendment to Chapter 30.44, Table 30.44-1, to allow secondhand sales within the CP Office and Professional Zoning District for possible action. Is the applicant present? No.
Where is this located?
Do you have an address?
An amendment to the code for Chapter 30, so.
Didn't this come up in the last meeting and they weren't here?
Yes, we held this because they didn't show up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Want to move to the bottom? You can't.
So we will table it until they want to show up?
Well, it's scheduled to go to the PC December 18th, so you can ask to hold it again. They may or may not hold it at the PC. You can make a motion since you don't know what it's about. I don't
sure.
know how you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate.
I'm sorry?
They're not required.
Oh, they're not required to be at the meeting. So.
Can we just say no comment either way since we don't have information from the applicant?
Yeah. I think so. Is that your motion, not to make a motion? not to make a motion?
He's trying not to be emotional.
Yeah, I...
No vote on it.
Yeah, no vote.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Great. Moving along. Item two for... I'm sorry.
I don't understand how this they can make a motion to change the zoning.
Well, there.
Because I cannot say where they are. I live in this area. I don't know where this is going to happen.
Well, it's going to be zoning for this type of activity.
Right.
It'll be everywhere. It won't just be in Winchester. But it's a text amendment. It covers the whole county. So this business would be permitted in any district that fell within these definitions, regardless of which township it was in.
I see. So it would allow secondhand sales within the CP, commercial profession. Thank
and it could be enterprise. It could be Winchester, Paradise. Doesn't matter.
I thought it was specific. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Next item for the Board of County Commissioners on December 19th, WS-18-0850, Saya Gabriel Gomez Jr., RevLive Trust and Saya Gabriel Gomez Jr. Trust waivers of development standards for the following. Allow roof signs where not permitted. Allow an electronic animated sign, graffiti wall where not permitted, and a design review for the following: roof signs, lotus flowers, and electronic sign, graffiti wall, in conjunction with an approved dispensary and retail marijuana facility on 9.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Mud 1 overlay district, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester for possible action. Hello.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing Planet 13. And with me in the audience is Mr. Larry Shepard, one of the owners of Planet 13. And this has actually been before you.
Kidding.
Yeah.
This has been before you. And we, when we got to the Board of County Commissioners, they expressed some concern about the lotus flowers on the top, on the roof, and then the wall that where you could write messages. Mm-hmm. Where you can write messages to the side of the building. Mm-hmm. And so we withdrew it without prejudice and then turned around and refiled it. But the county was very nice and allowed us to at least have them turn on for the grand opening. So, and which I think was very helpful because then they could see that, I think they were afraid the lotus flowers on the roof were gonna be, I don't know, flashing and bright and all kinds of weird things coming out of it. It really wasn't, they just kind of glow and they come, like now they could be Christmas colors, green and red, and you saw it, you know. And then the wall, I think the biggest concern about the wall was that somebody would start writing something naughty on it. But again, they don't even allow anybody to take the laser without getting their driver's license, and they have an override. And somebody's there the entire time, so it's not like somebody can actually go out there and write. If they start to write something and it looks not good, stop. And there was no issue at the grand opening.
Then you push a button, you erase it, and you can stop it.
So it's, we call it like the electronic etch-a-sketch.
Do they look at the wall, or do they have a screen that is a smaller version of what's on the wall, or does someone have to stand there and look at the wall all night?
Well, again, a couple of them, too, got a little confused when the word graffiti came up. They thought it was going to look like it did on Spring Mountain Road, where they actually painted a graffiti wall for art.
Yeah.
It was permanent, and it's not permanent. It's more like an etch-a-sketch. So we had the commissioners come over and Denise went on a tour with them.
Uh-huh.
Said, now we understand. No one really informed us. Or some of them said that. We didn't understand, so we took them through one by one to say, what are your questions, what are your concerns, and pretty much everybody problems got quieted down once we explained the whole thing, which is our own fault or not.
So that's why we refiled it and came back. We just, you know, we wanted to move forward so we could have our grand opening. But again, and you guys have seen this before, but because we filed it, it's a different application, and we have to vote on it.
Now, is this monitored by an individual out there when these projectors are set up, or is it monitored by somebody remotely?
Oh, monitored out there, right on site.
Okay, so there's like a sign host, if you will.
Absolute hostess. With an override device in their hand.
Got it. Okay, that makes it really clear.
And again, and they do take a driver's license because they're very expensive. They don't want them to walk away or get broken or anything. And then when there's somebody not out there, then it's just, I mean, you do like Planet 13.
It's more like Joey and Mary. You know, Bob and Susie were here on June 18th to take a picture for our social media. We had a great time in Vegas. We enjoyed ourselves. And
happy anniversary or happy birthday. It's more for occasions.
How many writing stations are there? It looks like four in that picture.
Five.
Okay.
Five total. We're probably only use four. The fifth one will be a demonstration of just talking about a interactive wall in the Planet 13 that'll glow at night when we have it on. We can change little messages to talk about what's going on or
yeah.
something like that. But there actually are five stations that are set up.
Will the people be required, what's the age for cannabis, 21?
20.
Will the people writing the messages also be required to be 21?
We weren't going to have a 21 because you can go into the grand hallway, you could be under 21, you go to the coffee shop, you're under 21, but if you want to go down the grand hallway and go through the turnstiles into the dispensary section, yeah, the state law says then you have to be 21.
That's where the party, that's what we meant.
Yeah.
It was through those turnstiles.
Good party, by the way. All right. You have any questions?
Not now.
You guys, either of you care to make a motion?
They have.
Any more public comment?
Yeah. Is there any questions or comments from the public on this? No?
Okay, so I can make a comment. I would just recommend everybody go over there and see it. It's pretty phenomenal. It's a pretty phenomenal building. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and it's very creative.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean...
Very electronic, too.
I would make a motion for the approval of development standards 1 and 2, and the design of use, because we didn't have a problem with it last time. Now I think it's even clearer that maybe some things that were left to question have pretty much been answered by people actually being able to experience it personally. So I don't have any questions. I think it's a cool idea, and I think it's a real nice addition, especially in this part of town where people are wanting not to spend any money on their buildings.
So what is your motion?
My motion is to approve with waiver of development standards number 1 and the design review number 1, and to also approve the waiver of development standards number 2 and the design review number 2, not to deny number 2.
So preliminary staff conditions?
I think that would be advisable. Thank you. Yeah.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you want to keep that or anything? Or? No, you don't have the paper.
No, I saw it in person.
Right.
It's really cool.
I think it's cute. And I like the way walking and step on the side of the puddle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so
much. All right. Next item, number 3, for the Planning Commission on January 8th. This is UC-18-0876B33 Sunrise City Plaza LLC. Use permit application to reduce the separation between a proposed tavern and an existing single-family residential development in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the Mud, 4, and Midtown Maryland Parkway overlay districts. Generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway and 485 feet south of Karen Avenue within Winchester. For possible action, is the applicant present?
Yes.
Howdy.
Howdy.
State your name and address for the record.
Jeff Kumar at 2727 South Maryland Parkway. And we're hooking up the Las Vegas version of the Club Morando, the video game bar. It has classic arcade machines and the consoles. It's kind of a gamer bar for kind of cheap things and mini tournaments and things like that in the bar. And we don't serve beer, we craft beer. There's high volume on that. But the 21 up after 6 p.m. And between the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 p.m., we allow minors to come in with their parents, with culture conditions, and they can play the old arcade machines and that kind of thing, kind of see the old stuff. But generally, we've had an Orlando location for 5 years, never had an issue, never had a problem. We think the reason that this, this use permit was required is because it was directly behind us. We're in the Sam Ash Office Depot Plaza on Maryland Parkway, and there's a golf course. It takes up a large amount of space, and beyond the golf course is the residential area. So I think that's why we required to file for use permit.
Where are you going to be in that shopping center?
We're at the very far right corner if you're facing the plaza. So the Office Depot is on this side, and we are on the other side. We're taking over the old Big Five that have been closed down for a while.
Great. Do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Any questions from the general public? Yes?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Please state.
I'm hoping there'll be more people here.
No, you're good. Please state your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Getting the ETTE, the property. If you look at the postcard, this is going to be at the very top of this. And right here, the little houses right there. We're awful close. Now, we had the tavern in there before. It was approved. Again, they did the waiver from 200 feet down to 25. We had breakfast. We had drunks for the wall. We had so many problems through here. The time it closed down. So we had a real problem with alcohol. Right next door to them is the Mexican restaurant. They're full all the time. They serve food. And that's plenty. But I mean, a tavern, 25 feet.
25 feet?
25 feet. To reduce the separation between a proposed tavern and existing single family residential.
But there isn't actually anyone living against the wall on the other side.
No, but it's from 25, from 200 feet down to 25.
So that's 25 feet goes to that wall.
It's to the wall.
I just want to make sure that I was correct in my assumption.
They're up there in this corner right here, at the top, and here are the homes right there. Yes, there is the golf course, but here are the homes right here. So I have a real issue with it, because we've been down this road before, and it just... You know, the neighborhood we're having so many problems anyway. I'm sorry,
No, that's okay. But if
more taverns.
To tell you that our clients are a little bit different than your normal kind of clients. So we tend to be much more open homes are here, not like drunks in our place. We don't allow people to be drunk in our place because of the kind of the consoles and stuff.
We
don't play very well.
It says it's a tavern.
Yeah, I know, that's what we have to call ourselves.
We have to call that because of the business license.
But generally, it's very quiet and well.
So after midnight, you actually let
my husband? No. 12 a.m.
12 p.m.
And that was what you said, 12 a.m. I was thinking, a lot of people out all night long at the venue place. I wonder who his parents are.
So the afternoon,
only with parental supervision. And 21 and up after 6 p.m.
Will you guys have a patio?
No. And we would do no smoking as well.
Nothing
no smoking, no gambling.
No live entertainment.
No fun.
No live entertainment. We have a band once in a while or something like that, and it's kept very low for the rest of the they can't do what we do in there with very loud music.
Is there anything outside? Is it all interior?
All interior.
I've been to several of these concepts around the country, and I can say up in Reno, most recently, it is a very different crowd from your typical gaming bar or honky tonk, if you will.
I think nerds would be.
Yeah. People.
Well, when they say tavern,
yeah. No, and it's a legitimate concern. I mean, I'm inclined to approve it and give it a chance, but I'm glad you showed up and voiced the concern, and we're only one stop on the way to the Board of County Commissioners.
Well, I hope we'll be a good
neighborhood.
Well, thank you for listening, because you are a concern.
Sure. No, I understand.
And also, there was a relatively raucous business in there in the Escapology place before.
Correct.
They had a lot of problems, and there was a murder, and it was, seriously, and it was really bad. But then these Gemology people came in, and their stuff is just really quiet. I mean, you don't even know they're there. I think there are people that have never escaped, that's probably why.
That was true when we had.
Yeah, at that time, it was
approved, so that's why.
No, I don't blame you. But I think that they're getting smart, and they're only putting in businesses that are more low-key now, because they've learned. I mean, that was a whole big bad experience. So you were right.
And if there is a money issue, it would be a fuel issue, please.
You should have a business card. You should give it to her. You really should. And then that way, at least she has some idea. Is it like a lot of that guy who was at the meeting? I don't know who he was.
I wanted to ask
it's all about
getting all this call in the CC Pro. Because that's provide me this information, because here they are saying there's no reports that
right.
something bad is happening. So they need to call just before so we have records.
Then we have a record of
yes.
what happened there, absolutely.
So no. if anything happens, call the
code enforcement, yeah.
Code enforcement, so we know that when we pull, we know that somebody called me for.
Great. Okay. Well, if there's no further questions or comments on the board or from the public, I'll make a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Next meeting, guys, is January 15th. And if there's nothing else, tonight's meeting is adjourned. I can't wait for this bar. Can't come see it tonight. Well, we don't. And I wanted to fill in. Did you see our email? We were emailing about the passing of the gavel, and I kind of suggested that John would be a great